Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill, the House could begin working on its version of a police reform bill this week. The state Senate passed its own version yesterday. It creates a way to certify and decertify police officers. It would also ban chokeholds and limit so-called qualified immunity for officers. Supporters are trying to get a bill passed before the legislative session ends this month. This morning, we find out if that might be possible by speaking to State Representative Democrat Christopher Hendricks, who serves on the House Judiciary Committee that will review the bill. He joins us now to talk more about it. Good morning, and thanks for coming to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Hello, Bob. Thank you, and good morning.
So the most debated part of the Senate's version of this bill would place limits on qualified immunity. That, of course, is the legal doctrine that protects police and other public employees from certain lawsuits. Police unions worry that that could open up officers to frivolous lawsuits. Some activists say it doesn't go far enough, however. In your view, what changes to qualified immunity do you want to see in the House version of this police reform bill?
I think right now, the Senate bill didn't do much to affect qualified immunity. So long as a police officer is doing something that's criminal, I think absent that, police officers who are state employees should be protected in the sense that, they shouldn't be punished or gone after if they commit a mistake on the job. I think clearly defining mistakes in criminal or quasi-criminal behavior relative to police officers and qualified immunity is the way to go.
Just so I'm following this, are you saying the Senate bill didn't go far enough in terms of qualified immunity?
Well, I don't think it really affected much relative to qualified immunity as it already stands now. If you look at the section that it affects, you can see a lot of the language from the Senate bill is already in the Massachusetts general laws. What it does is it identifies the legal standard that would be used, and it clarifies that in the statute, which is what this bill does. Now, whether it goes far enough or doesn't go far enough, I think that's a question that will soon, be fleshed out in the coming House hearings relative to this bill. So at this point, it's a little hard to say, whether it goes far enough or not. But I certainly think clarifying the legal standard that should be used in these cases is certainly a good start under the Senate bill.
Well, do you want to see the rewrite go further in the House than it did in the Senate?
Whether it goes further or not, I would like to see a final product in the bill that is fair. Like I said, I don't think police officers should be reprimanded for general mistakes that are made. But I think, we've seen plenty of evidence throughout our country that police officers have made more than just mistakes and have taken situations and escalated situations unnecessarily.
What else would you like to see in the House version of this bill?
First off, there's a lot of things in the Senate bill that I think are great. I think we should uphold the Police Officer Standards and Accreditation Committee. And that's a committee, by the way, that will have subpoena power. So this isn't, just some committee that's going to be studying abstract legal issues. This is going to be a committee that has some teeth to it. I would like to see that area of the bill held up on the House side. The ban on chokeholds, I think, is important. The ban on tear gas is important, especially the community input on whether or not a community, the police department, is going to accept military style weaponry. I think is a very good tool that we can, limit police officers from becoming too forceful within their own communities.
Many feel a sense of urgency to pass this legislation now in the light of a renewed focus on systemic racism and police brutality following the killing of George Floyd by police officers in Minneapolis and other incidents around the country. Do you think it's possible to get this bill passed by the end of the legislative session, which is coming up pretty rapidly on July 31st?
I hope so, Bob. I really, really do. I think there's a lot of energy to try to get this done. I it's my first term, but I have not seen any other issues take up this much importance in time as that we can. I know the Speaker DeLeo has made it a priority, obviously, to get a open and accessible hearing on this issue, either this week or next. So I'm very, and as a member of the Judiciary Committee, I'm very excited to be able to be part of that discussion. So I'm very optimistic, for sure. But obviously, time will tell to see how the debate plays out in the House.
Christopher Hendricks, member of the House Judiciary Committee, which will consider the bill, state representative for Acushnet and parts of New Bedford. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.